Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Hurricane Ian is rapidly gaining strength in the Atlantic as it moves closer to the U.S. mainland. The National Hurricane Center says the storm, with maximum sustained winds of around 85 miles per hour, is located west of Grand Cayman. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Ian is on track to make landfall along the western coast of Florida by midweek.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is warning that Hurricane Ian will have significant impacts across Florida. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says it will be crucial for residents to heed all evacuation orders.
The threats from this storm, they are significant. They are serious. And so listen to your local officials. If they ask you to evacuate, listen to them. Make sure that you know where you're going to evacuate to.
FEMA says it's closely monitoring the storm's potential impact on states north of Florida, including Georgia and South Carolina. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has activated the National Guard in preparation for the storm's arrival. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted Russian citizenship to Edward Snowden, a former National Security Agency contractor wanted on espionage charges back home. NPR's Michelle Kelman has reaction from the State Department.
The State Department revoked Snowden's passport when he fled to Russia back in 2013, but the U.S. stopped short of revoking his citizenship, and nothing has changed since, says spokesman Ned Price.
Perhaps the only thing that has changed is that as a result of his Russian citizenship, apparently now he may well be conscripted to fight in Russia's war in Ukraine.
Price says Edward Snowden should return to the U.S. to face justice as any other American citizen would. He's charged with espionage. Snowden sees himself as a whistleblower for exposing surveillance operations by the National Security Agency, where he was a contractor. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Officials in Ukraine say 23,000 Hasidic Jews have arrived in the small city of Uman to mark the Hebrew New Year. NPR's Yulian Haida reports how the war has impacted the annual pilgrimage.
Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, the founder of a major branch of Orthodox Judaism, is buried here in Uman. When he died more than 200 years ago, he asked his followers to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, at his gravesite, something they've done during the wars and regimes ever since. Usually the pilgrimage attracts as many as 50,000 people, mostly from Israel and the United States, despite advice from those governments not to come this year. About half that number have come nonetheless. I've met pilgrims who've spent days driving here since the airspace is closed. There's also no alcohol sales and a strict curfew, something pilgrims have mostly respected this year. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Uman, Ukraine.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 329 points. This is NPR. Ukrainian intelligence officials published an ominous warning on their public website. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin reports the warning suggests Russian hackers would soon attack Ukraine and its allies.
Since before Russia invaded Ukraine in February, experts have been worried about how the Kremlin might deploy its digital capabilities to gain an advantage. In the past, Russia was able to shut off Ukraine's power for extended periods of time, for example. Even so, their attempts to launch digital attacks have had limited impact in this conflict. Now, the main Directorate of Intelligence within Ukraine's Ministry of Defense is specifically warning that Russia will soon launch both massive cyber attacks and missile strikes against Ukrainian critical infrastructure, specifically the energy sector. Plus, Russia will increase attacks on Ukraine's allies like Poland and the Baltic nations. The source of the intelligence and the accuracy of the prediction remain unknown. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
President Biden is announcing a new initiative aimed at making airline ticket pricing more transparent. The proposed initiative, according to the White House, would allow consumers to see a more complete price, including baggage and change fees, before they buy an airline ticket. Proposed new rules from the Transportation Department aimed at preventing the airlines from, quote, hiding the true cost of tickets, which officials say will allow consumers to save money and should force the airlines to be more competitive in terms of the fares they offer. Crude oil futures prices fell sharply today, in part due to a strengthening U.S. dollar and concerns about possible new sanctions against Russia. Oil down $2 a barrel to $76.71 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.